Case number 10,048, Brendan McNamee, southwest of Road 349, 1,118 feet east of Road 350. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Brendan McNamee, 36818, Old Mill Court.
Ocean View?
Ocean View.
And you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Basically, I'm here for a variance. I really didn't even know any of this until I got a letter in November. Started out with putting an addition on this house, which is over 100 years old. The parents had died and left it to this lady and her brother. Whenever we took the back off the house, everything was approved, plans and everything were approved for to put this addition on. And when we took down the back part of the house, what was left of the front part was just totally eaten away with termites, and the foundation wasn't secure enough to accommodate this new dwelling coming partially over it. So I had a structural engineer come in and look at it, and he said it wouldn't go. So we had to demolish that. We changed the plans and brought them back here, and I got approval to go ahead and build the house on the original spot of the foundation, not the foundation, because the foundation was made new, but on the same lines. There was a porch on the side that was on a solid foundation that was still there from the original house. Now, that porch was put on not when that original house was built, but I mean, it's probably been there 30, 40 years itself, but it had a proper foundation. I got the okay to go ahead and build it, had my permit, everything else in place. I had all my inspections, my foundation inspection, frame inspection, final inspection. I had surveys done. I had two surveys done, actually. And I got this ladder to come in here.
Did you obtain the permit? Did you get the permit yourself?
Yes, okay. I did.
Okay. The way it works, the permit tells you what the setback requirements are. I assume that...
I didn't see anything on the permit about setbacks. I have the permit right here.
No, the paper that came with that.
The application.
The application.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I can assure you they were on there. It told you what the sides and so forth were. Now, you probably assume that...
I was told I could build it on the original foundation, like where the original foundation was, because the side porch was remaining.
Okay. So you assumed that, yeah, because it was already there, that everything...
That's right.
Right. And that's unfortunate that that's where the mistake or the problem lie.
Right.
My assumption would be that what was there before was probably non-conforming. Before the ordinance.
Well, the house was there for 100 years.
Right, and our ordinance was put into place in 1968. So anything that existed that wasn't conforming at the time was allowed.
Right.
Where the problem came is where you made changes. Okay. And when you make changes, then you have to either meet the setback requirement or you have to get a variance, and that's why you're here. There's a shed that's on the other side.
Yeah, the shed's rotten. I mean, it's. But she wants to get... She has stuff inside of it right now. She wants to move into the house. That's why... But, I mean, she's going to demolish that shed and put a new shed to wherever she's allowed to put it.
Okay.
She lives in Colorado, and that's why I'm here tonight and not her.
Okay. You're the builder, then?
Yes.
Okay. So... How long have you been a builder in Delaware?
About 10 years.
Okay.
I lived in Philadelphia for 25 years. I moved here 10 years ago.
Never run into a similar problem?
No.
Okay. But you understand now that you need to look at the permit.
Yes.
Anytime you obtain a permit, look at the setback requirements.
But I was told here I could put it on the same place.
Well...
I even had the survey in it.
And I'm not suggesting that you weren't.
Okay.
But
I screwed up somewhere.
But apparently, maybe somebody there made a mistake and assumed that it already met the setback requirements, okay?
Right.
What I'm suggesting to you is in the future, if you're going to continue to build, is that you look at those setback requirements and you question You know, tell them. It's, you know, only 5 feet from the property line.
Right, and I have, and with additions, I don't normally do new homes, mostly additions I do, and I've always done that. I swear to God, I was told I could go ahead and build it on it.
Okay.
That's basically where it went from, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sir.
Fair enough.
Okay, is there any further questions? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills, no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter of no objection.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly unique in that the original structure was non-conforming, and the applicant is basically, because of damage to the house, is rebuilding on the same footprint. I see where it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,048.
Okay, do I have a second that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,048. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You too.
Case number